We're going to turn our attention now to an incident which arose out of Friday night's Kerry FC home game with Athlone Town. Kerry FC going down 1-0 in the game, but an issue of online racist abuse directed at Kerry FC players arose. Ivan Hurley is Kerry FC media officer and he's with me in our studio in Tralee. Ivan, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry.
What happened on Friday night?
I suppose, look, Jerry, we were in the midst of enjoying a game of football, which was what this Kerry FC project was brought about. I mean, we to get into the League of Ireland was something so exciting for us and very much settling into the games. But throughout the game, we were noticing on some of our social media accounts some deplorable sorts of comments coming in regarding different things but to do with our players and their nationalities and their race, unfortunately. So look, I suppose as the game went on, it was increasingly obvious that people were seeing this on social media, so we kind of took the proper steps as laid out by the League of Ireland and the FAI as well in dealing with such issues. But look, it was something that we didn't expect. No one ever expects to see these kind of things, and it's very much not welcomed in the league. It's not welcomed with Kerry FC. It's not welcomed really in all walks of life. But when you're on this end of it, it's not a nice place to be.
And was it tagged Kerry FC or was it directed to the players themselves, their accounts, or in the context of the game that was going on?
So it was more really replies to our own social media posts, Jerry, right, throughout the game. Okay. Really, it was a couple of various different accounts coming in onto into the comments section on our various different posts throughout the game, and thankfully it wasn't targeted at any player in particular, but it was more targeted at the group, which is kind of more upsetting in a way.
Okay, and what can you do then as a, do you shut it down or can you do it, or what's available to you to try and control that?
Yeah, look, absolutely, Jerry. Look, I mean, there's a full list of guidelines set out by the FAI and the League of Ireland and a list of protocols. So realistically, once the full time whistle had gone and that, we engaged with the FAI immediately and worked our as best we can. So the first step really was to get onto Twitter and onto the help centre on that and report the individuals and report those tweets to get them removed as quickly as possible. So those reports are still, as we speak, being processed by Twitter, and we're awaiting response from the social media platform as to the next steps in their investigation. And then I suppose then the next step was to release our own statement that we didn't welcome this at all and that we wanted to kick it out of the game. And that's the statement that went up early Saturday morning. And then the final step of it really, Jerry, is that the problem from the FAI recommend that you report it to the Gardaí, which has now been done by the club, and like that investigation we're waiting on the word back then from the Gardaí to see what the next piece in our step is. So we've done pretty much everything that is set out by the FAI has now been done by Kerry FC in a timely fashion as well.
Yeah, how disappointing was this for the players?
To be honest with you, I leave a lot of the talking to the players to Billy, but going by what we've seen over the weekend, a lot of players sharing the statement and voicing their support in Kerry FC and standing up to this sort of behaviour. So look, positive to see that the players' reaction has been the same as the club, that they don't welcome it. And it goes back a long way with Kerry FC and welcoming different nationalities into the squads, Jerry. We live in a fantastically diverse community here in Kerry, and we welcome right from grassroots age into our academy, which starts at under 14, right up to under 19, and then into our new senior team, which launched this year as well. We've welcomed all sorts of races, nationalities, everything, and even outside of the team, we've had three full houses in Mount Hall Park since we got into this senior league of Ireland back in February. We've had three sellout crowds, and there's been a mix of all nationalities, races, everything in Mount Hall Park, which is very important to us, and we're an open community. We welcome everybody. Everybody is welcome in Kerry FC. They're welcome to play for Kerry FC, and they're welcome in Mount Hall Park as well.
Yeah, and that's what you want to continue. Look, I know the FAI has been doing a lot of work, and football in general has been doing a lot of work over the last number of years on this. Disappointing news coming through about the under-15s as well, and I know the FAI have met with on Garda Síochána regards to some of the abuse online, and particularly online where this happens, directed at them too. These are 15, 14 and 15-year-olds that were being attacked. So it is disappointing to see it happen.
Yeah, no, absolutely, and we like a lot of other clubs in the league, we echo the sentiments of the FAI with the Ireland under 15 team as well. And look, we have no player at this present moment on the FAI under 15 or the Ireland national under 15 team. But you know, you have to support the FAI and what they're doing. And it's look, it's something that needs to be kicked out. I mean, look, there's a lot of talk going on at the moment of various different things. There's a Wear Red to Work Day on Friday coming up as well to try in a bid to show racism, the red card. There's loads going on, and it's still sad that we're in 2023 here, and we're still dealing with issues like this. And you know, social media is just, it's probably the generation we live in now, the social media is so prominent, and a lot of people think that they might be able to get away with certain comments on social media. But we'll try our best with Kerry FC to make sure that this stops, and this is the first and last instance of this in our club.
Yeah, is that part of it, the way you reacted so quickly is how you kind of bring attention to it and just say it's not tolerated, and then contact the authorities and move as quickly as possible?
Absolutely, but look, that's the way we feel. I think it's the quickness of all this is important, because you don't want to be left waiting for to release a statement, or to people to be replying to these comments wondering, are we going to do anything about them? So I think it's very important that in my role as media officer to pick up on these comments as quickly as possible, no matter what's going on. We're trying to be up in Mount Hall Park enjoying a game, and I'm looking at a laptop screen for these comments. So look, it's it's very important, and that's why we've got these procedures in place. That's why the FAI have these procedures in place, that you want this stamped out from the very get-go. You don't want these comments in the first place, but when they do come, you want the right protocols put in place and it to be stopped as quickly as possible.
Yeah, you certainly do. Listen, I was going to ask you, look, the results on Friday night, it was looking like it was heading for a draw, a competitive draw, until that late winner from Athlone Town.
Yeah, no, absolutely, Jerry. Look, it's there's 10 teams in the league, so you have 9 games into the second round of games. We're almost through the first nine now, and look, it's been a difficult enough start, is not going to lie. Look, it's been it's been very much enjoyable. We got our point against Treaty United a couple of weeks out. We thought we were coming very close to maybe our first clean sheet, but look, it's a very new squad of players. They're still getting to know each other, a lot of young players players coming out of school.
And you've played all the top teams, the top 5 teams in the division.
Absolutely, yes. We've Longford, Finharps and Waterford now to go on our last 3 of the opening 9, so hopefully we might get a couple of more points to show for our efforts. I think, look, the team have been performing to the best of their ability. They've been fantastic, and there's been some very, very narrow defeats as well throughout the campaign so far, and again, look, on Friday night, 87 minutes to concede a goal was heartbreak for all of us. But look, it's plenty of learning curves, and I think they're definitely improving as games go on, so hopefully we'll have a couple of joyous nights in Mount Hall Park to celebrate the season as well.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Ivan, listen, we'll leave it there. Thanks a million for talking to us about that. That's Ivan Hurley there with us in our studio in Tralee, talking about that incident online in terms of abuse of players. That's the Kerry FC media officer, Ivan Hurley, with us in our studio in Tralee.